Remember mice, your thank you and your please. There never were such magic words as these. My sister looked at my mother and said, I am not a mouse. Our gospel lesson this Sunday opens with some lepers calling to Jesus. There are few stories of lepers in Scripture, but we heard about Naaman. We heard about Naaman this morning, who was healed from leprosy in a simple procedure. In Leviticus chapter 13, there is an outline for specific procedures for a person suspected of having leprosy. They are to go to a priest who monitors the lesion, and after months of observation, if the condition did not improve, the person was declared ritually unclean. Leprosy was considered contagious, so these individuals were condemned to live ostracized from their community. They were left homeless without the support of family and friends. So they formed their own communities where they lived on handouts and by begging. They carried a bell, or they would shout, unclean. In approaching Jesus, the lepers were in violation of the law. And in healing the lepers, Jesus was defying the law because the disease was considered to be a curse from God. According to our gospel, these ten lepers did not ring a bell or shout, unclean. Instead, they called to Jesus to have mercy on them. It is not surprising that Jesus, loving all people, had mercy on them and said something so simple. Go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they walked, they were cured. He does not touch a leper in Luke 5:13 because they were unclean, and Jesus therefore had healed them. The rest of our story is very familiar. Only one returned to give thanks to Jesus. The one who returned to give thanks to the Christ was a foreigner, a Samaritan. We know that Jews and foreigners and Samaritans did not get along. Again, Jesus asks a simple question of the person who returned to give thanks. Were there not 10? But the other 9, where are they? This appears to be a rhetorical question because he follows it with, go, your faith has made you whole. The other 9 lepers had much to be thankful for. So where were they? Did they take it for granted? Did they share their healing with family and friends? Or did they give thanks to God as they were pronounced by the priests? We don't know. In our story, it is the foreigner, the Samaritan, who returned to give thanks. Some scholars think the other 9 were Jews. Luke appears to put this story in here because he wants to show the increasing rejection of the nation of Israel, whereas this foreigner receives not only healing but salvation. The message is that he is showing the way of salvation is open to everyone. It is easy to be thankful when things are going good and joyous when really good things happen. a baby is born healthy, or someone gets a raise, or a child makes the honor roll. God is good. God is great. Praise the Lord. What happens if the baby is born blind, or someone is fired, or a scholarship is not rewarded? Is God given thanks and praise, or are backs turned on him and unbelief sets in? Jesus, you have blessed us and waited for us to run back to you with thanks, and we've gone our own way. We have taken you for granted. Not to live with an attitude of gratitude toward God is being more than impolite. Ingratitude is ugly because it is positively unjust. Gratitude, on the other hand, is one of the most beautiful flowers in the garden of virtue. It contradicts self-centeredness, self-indulgence, and self-importance. It builds bridges, unites communities, and softens hearts. It encourages and inspires. Statistics have proven that people who are thankful are healthier and happier. Gratitude allows for differences to be forgotten and to love every person as a gift from God. It helps fulfill the baptismal covenant of respecting the dignity of every person. Every person we meet is a gift from God. Although I have to confess, I'm able to think of some gifts I would prefer not to know. Jesus healed a foreigner because he loved him and had mercy on him, confirming that Jesus loves and saves all. The word foreigner means not only people who are like us, but all of God's people. To follow Jesus means we take all the love that he gives us and share that love with everyone, even those who we consider to be foreign to us. Foreign means unfamiliar or different from others in a community. Our brothers and sisters have been treated like lepers. Legislation has been unfair to our black brothers and sisters. Our LGBT brothers and sisters have had to fight for their dignity. And our Native American brothers and sisters had land stolen from them, their children kidnapped, and their scalps paid for by the governments in Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts. And yet, these people have given back to us. They have not done to us what we have done to them. It doesn't take much to detect the moral leprosy affecting our world. It exacerbates the poverty and sickness that afflict so many people. Lord, we ask that you fill our hearts with your love, that we may see and relieve our neighbor's suffering. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts more like yours. Let me not forget that all that I have and all that I am is a gift of your goodness. Teach me to live with the attitude of humble wonder and gratitude that you praised in the Samaritan. Put thankfulness into my heart and my soul. Let me speak. Let me sing it. And most of all, let me live it, that I may be an example to others.